ABC News.
Hello, Glenn Lauder with the latest from the newsroom. The Prime Minister says asking the Federal Public Service to cut more than $2 billion in expenses over 4 years is responsible. But Federal Labor says there are better options to save money than directly cutting funding to the public service, and that it will instead cut back on expensive external consultants. A refugee advocate who was ordered to pay Defence Minister Peter Dutton $35,000 in damages over a tweet has won an appeal against the defamation ruling. Peter Dutton sued Shane Bazzi over a now-deleted tweet published last year, which accused him of being a rape apologist. The refugee advocate argued he was exercising fair comment and honest opinion. And the full bench of the federal court has overturned the original decision. Australian workers could soon be eligible for 10 days of paid leave to help them escape family and domestic violence. The Fair Work Commission has acknowledged the category of leave is emerging as a workplace standard. Advocates say being able to stay in employment is vital for survivors trying to get their lives back on track. Funeral directors say deaths from coronavirus in Australia are challenging the industry, causing a blowout in wait times and staff shortages. The number of COVID-related deaths in Australia in 2022 is more than double the previous 2 years combined. Almost 8,000 Australians have died from the virus since the pandemic began, more than 5,500 this year alone. And all Woolworths supermarkets across South Australia will be powered by 100% renewables from July. The switch to renewables will include 70 supermarkets and 17 Big W stores. ABC News.